Many say to live with no regrets, but I already have one regret. It's not being confident in myself. When I was younger, I was a completely different person. I was very outgoing, outspoken, and my self-confidence was through the roof. I was simply just my happy, genuine self. But now that I've grown up, I've noticed almost all of that has changed. I am definitely way more shy and closed off than I would like to admit. I've also noticed I'm not as confident in myself as I used to be. From some rough experiences with bullying in middle school about my appearance, I have definitely become more insecure and more worried about how I look and how others see me. And me being 12, it was a big deal to care about what other people thought. All that I wanted was to fit in with everyone and make friends. But I soon found out that my friends that I did have were not my true friends. I remember my so-called best friend would tell me that someone else had supposedly said that I was fat or ugly or that I would be prettier if I wore more makeup. And I was crushed and hurt by her words, and it didn't even seem to faze her at all. Even though I was pretty outspoken, I didn't really understand that I could stand up for myself. In fact, I don't even think I knew how to. I know that I'm not the only person who has gone through something like this. In today's society, it is easy to point out a person's flaws just like that. With social media making it quicker to upload a selfie to the world and making that person more vulnerable for everyone to comment and critique on, this is why many people aren't confident in themselves to be who they want to be. It's because of the judgment that we get from our peers and other people that we don't even know. But in reality, we shouldn't care what other people think. We shouldn't let other people control what we wear, how we act, who our friends are, what our interests are, and how to be ourselves. I always see posts on social media talking about how people should be confident in themselves and not be afraid to be who they are, but they never share how to do that. Personally, I have learned that you have to stick up for yourself and have to not let people get to you, even if they are trying to bring you down. If a person is doing this to you online, block them so they can't see your posts and keep commenting on them. And if it's happening in real life, don't be afraid to stick up for yourself. And yes, in school you can tell someone and report them, but once you get out of school and in the real world, you are by yourself and you will have to stick up for what you believe in. That's exactly what I've been doing. I have found my voice and I've been sticking up for myself and my beliefs, and not as afraid of what people think of me. If I had a chance to go back to middle school and stick up for myself, of course I would. But I can't, and that's okay. Because everything happens for a reason, and because of those past experiences, they have helped shape me who I am today. And not to brag or anything, but I love who I am. For WHJE, this has been JC Wolf. To find more stories like this, go to whje.com.